The question of the shemen meis, I mean, that would be kosher for them to know, because they have a chalosh shem shemen. Is it called shemen? Because maybe shemen. So there are two issues here. First of all, if the menorah requires shemen zayis, if the menorah requires shemen zayis, the Rambam never said it. The Rambam says shemen. He doesn't say it has to be shemen zayis. We have a proof. We proved from our Gemara in Masechet Shabbos that it does not have to be shemen zayis, because the Gemara says that you don't use shemonim which are also on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use them in the Beis Hamikdash for the menorah, because it says the house near tumid. The nair has to be tumid, it has to be steady. But a lot of the things mentioned in the Mishnah are not zayis. The other things. So obviously, zayis is probably lechatchila. The Torah says shemen zayis, but it means if you don't have it, use other shemen. But still, it has to be something which we call a shemen. So,
what do we know that?
It has to be shemen. The Torah keeps on saying shemen lahadlik. We can't imagine that you could take a coal, gacheles, and put it into the menorah in the base and make this and be madly. Like,
no, I'm saying for
the Hanukkah menorah is you can use any shemen. As long as it's as long as it gives you the shear, but it has to be shemen.
You know that it's supposed to be shemen.
What about lantern?
You mean
oil?
If you want to use for mechanic menorah, let's say wood, coal,
or wax?
No, wax. Wax can wax is a wax is a, wax is a kosher shemen.
I'm saying, where do we know that the shemen is a chatchila?
That shemen zayis a chatchila by Hanukkah. That's a remote of Haskins. We'll come to it later. I'm talking now about the menorah in the base of Migdash. What is the fuel? I don't know. It's hard to know, but shemen nace is artificial fuel pashtus. Pashtus is what we would call nowadays artificial. It's created, it was created by heaven, but it has all the simple, it has the molecules, it has molecular structure. So let's call it artificial shemen. Artificial shemen. It's not produced by nature, it's produced artificially. I don't know. That's what I say. This is a big question. Whether this is keep the window closed, because I have the sore throat. So this is the. I'm sorry. This is the. Better take off your sweater. So you won't be so hot. The artificial shemen. Artificial shemen. Someone's created artificially. I don't know. Artificially, you could claim. Also, comes from something. Nothing comes from nothing.
Bilas and fennel mixed together is today's material for.
Right. I'm saying they make candles. Also, it comes from some materials. So it's called shemen. But shemen nace is a separate entity, because presumably the materials of shemen nace are from a different world and not from this world. So it. But I want to tell you something very interesting. There's a famous Chochmas Adam, or Chai Adam, who claims that if you grow a plant in water, hydroponics, you will not make a Bara Pri Adama, you will make a Shahakal. If you would grow, let's say, spinach or potato in water, you won't grow it in the ground, you grow it in water. He says you cannot make a Bara Pri Adama. Even though it looks like a potato, genetically it's a potato. But because it didn't grow in the ground, literally in the ground, it's not called Pri Adama. He says you make a bracha shahakol. Yes.
Mushrooms, they don't grow on the ground.
Yeah, mushrooms, we know. Mushrooms, the Gemara says, don't grow on the ground. Mushrooms is definitely a shahaka. But this is a potato, which normally... I forgot to turn this off, I'm sorry. So, but we, if you have a potato and you just grow the seed of the potato in water, genetically it's a potato, it's just that it didn't grow the way the potato normally grows. So he has a chiddush. He has a chiddush that you won't make a bird pri adama, and it could be possible for mara. Let's say you want to eat lettuce for mara on Pesach. If the lettuce didn't grow in the ground, it grew in water, it's possible, which is one of the issues of the lettuce and the mara which they send from Gush Katif. Gush Katif is very good mara and lettuce because it has no bugs. Well, it has no bugs because it's grown in water. So in the water they control. Oh, so in order to avoid the problem of the Chachma Sadam, they put it in sand in order to, so it's controlled from the bugs, but at the same time it's an adama. Anyway.
Yeah, but it's not any nutritional value, obviously.
It's written that in your day Aleph, it's written about the saying that you cannot make dambe afar on the chicken's blood because sand doesn't grow anything.
Okay. Anyway, but the reason I bring this up is because if something comes from a different source than its normal source, here you have a Chai Adam says it loses its Shem of Pri Adama, is now considered to be an artificial potato, not a normal potato. So anything which comes from nais is the same problem. Can you give it its stamp as if it was a natural product, or because it's from a nais? you can turn off the now it got too hot. So if it's a nais, maybe it shouldn't have the status of a natural product. Maybe it's not called shemen. Anyway, personally, I don't really see the issue. Kadosh Baruch Hu can make the shemen to have all the chemical makeup of shemen zayis, and even if it didn't grow on the tree, it's still called shemen zayis.
Well, it would be an onus, so wouldn't it? I mean,
don't forget Ones. Ones doesn't. The Rishalmi says Ones only makes you putter from an Aveira. Ones cannot create a mitzvah. You can't say an Ones, so I'll eat a potato.
No, with the base of
matzah. It has to be matzah.
No, with the base of Ones,
yes or no?
Mitzvah,
so Ones, it doesn't mean you can use pasul shemen. You have to have shemen, which is kosher. So if the shemen is not shemen, then it's nothing. You can't say, oh, this makes me
but no one, but no one put in, but no one put in that shemen from Shemayim. Hashem did.
Okay, so.
So.
Hashem also follows the laws of the Torah.
So
Lava Shemayim.
What?
Lava Shemayim.
But
Hashem doesn't have to follow what the Torah says.
So which human being could impasse shemen? No human being to
God put the shemen into the menorah. So if shemen nays is possible, then obviously he wouldn't have done it. It has to be a different solution. That's why I told you that maybe some people say what happened was that some crows, some arvin, flew to Cyprus and brought real shemen zayis from Cyprus and poured it into the menorah. Then you have no problem. They flew into the Beis Midrash at night when no one was watching them, and they poured the menorah every night. They poured in shemen. No, that's a simple solution. That was the mace. Not that it was artificial shemen. Because artificial shemen is not shemen. It's something else. It's not an otherworldly substance.
But if God wants to be more than it is, you know.
That's what I said. But still, it didn't grow on a tree. That's why I quoted the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam says, if you have a potato which grows in water, that looks like a potato and tastes like a potato, but it's not a potato. It's a pri. It's not pri adama. It's not a potato. It's something artificial. We should make a shahakol.
That's not human, but if God wants to be something. It is like we can't say, okay, God has rules. He has no rules. If you want something, consider.
So means he took it from Cyprus. He had the birds fly from Cyprus.
Maybe he made it himself. Doesn't matter.
No, no. Either it came from a tree or it did not come from a tree. You can't have it both ways. You can't say it didn't come from a tree, but it did come from a tree. Either it came from a tree, which means Hashem Yisroch sent birds to Cyprus, and they took real Shem and Zayis and flew to Yerushalayim, like he sent birds to feed Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi was in a cave, so he had birds go to the fields, pick up food, and bring it to Eliyahu Navi. So he did the same thing here with the Jews in Yerushalayim. So it was real Shem and Zayis from a real tree, or it was from Shemayim. It was produced in heaven. Then it's not from a tree. Then the Chayadim claims anything which doesn't come from a tree doesn't have the Shem, even though chemically, genetically, it's the exact same Schefza, but the Chayadim says halachically it's not. Halachically it's something else. So then it's not Shemen. I don't know what it is.
They thought it was
Shemen,
but it wasn't consumed. It was a mess.
Another answer. Let's have another answer. We'll come to that answer. Yes. I'm going through the different answers to the problem of how did the Shemen work in the menorah. It's a problem. Because you need Shemen, you need Shemen. The question is that the simple reading of the Gemara is that the thing lasted for 8 days. But if you think about it, it's not so simple, because the thing, the original jug, burned in 1 day. So what happened the second day? New oil came. The question is, what happened to the original oil of the first day? Did it burn normally? Well, why not? It burned normally. The first day you didn't need a miracle. The first day was a regular mitzvah.
Well, some say,
so what happened?
It could be better.
That it was the original oil which lasted for 8 days. The original oil, which was Shem and Zayis, because it came from an olive tree. That original oil lasted for 8 days. Okay, so now the question is, yes, 1 second, Shem.
The Chayim Adam doesn't say it's not a potato, because he's only going to dumb on it, but that's talking about the source of it. He's not saying it's not a potato, he's saying it is a potato, he doesn't make a shot on it.
And let's say it said it. Could you use it for Marah?
Does he say outright that it's not?
That's how it's interpreted. The post can say, according to Chai Adam, it's possible for Marah because it's not considered lettuce. It's something else.
But according to that, it's not saying it's more either, because it's not getting its source from the same either. Like Yahweh.
I don't know what they do in Gush Katif. I really don't know. I think you should go on the email and find out exactly how they avoid the problem. They have to, because everybody uses them on Pesach, including me, so I assume they avoid the problem. So now, the second approach is that there was a miracle not in the oil. The miracle was in the fire. The fire. So now there's another. Now there's a new issue. How? At the end of the 8 days, the oil was finished. Or no? There are two possibilities. Let's say there are three possibilities. If you're going to say there was no miracle in the oil, the oil. There was no new oil. It was the original jug of oil which lasted for 8 days. So now I have a few quick things about it. It's not so simple. Why? Because at the end of the 8 days, when they got fresh oil, where was that original oil which was put into the menorah? What happened to it? Did it burn up?
It burned up.
When did it burn up? Every day of the 8 days or on the eighth day? How did it burn up?
In the first day.
You put in less than the shear? You said there's a chiv deraisa to fill the menorah to the top.
Is that what I'm saying?
You have to fill the menorah to the top. So, that's the din, the Rambam says. You have to put in. You mean to tell me they were not doing the mitzvah kehidua. They were doing the mitzvah in the other way. So one answer is, one solution is, they knew it would be a miracle. Where they knew this, I don't know. And every day, they only put an eighth of a cup in.
One thinner wicks.
If you say they originally put 1/8 of a shear in, but the thing burned very slowly. The question, how did they know the first day that it's going to burn only 1/8? Who told them? Who told them?
Where did they get the idea of 1/8?
I know 1/8.
They
knew it took 8 days to get the Shemen Zayis, so they originally figured out, and we'll
Shem Yazor.
Shem Yazor. Put in 1/8 and see what happens. Okay, it's an answer, but not so satisfactory to say that they knew. L'chadchila. I mean, it's not, certainly not l'chadchila to put in 1/8 and say, okay, it's not going to burn the whole night. It'll burn 1/8 of the night. You're supposed to put enough oil l'chadchila to know to burn the whole night. It says in the pasuk, me'erev ad boker. That's the mitzvah. If you put in less than me'erev ad boker, I imagine you get part of a partial mitzvah, but it's not the mitzvah the shleimusa properly. The proper mitzvah is me'erev ad boker. So if you put in less than the me'erev ad boker, you can, so it gets, it's like I put in Rav. You get a mitzvah hadlaka, but it doesn't last me'erev ad boker.
It's better than not.
You get behaloschas and neiros. But me'erev ad boker, you don't get. So they have to say chidush. That they knew that first of all, so why would they do this? Why would they do this? Because they knew. Yes.
Maybe they put in the full shear, and then they whatever happens, you know, next day what happens, and then it kind of burns like a snap. It just burns.
Exactly. Very good. That's a Chaim's word. They put in the full shear. The other solution is they put in the full shear. When it burns, so now the question is, how did it burn? If you say it's like the snare, that the snare nenu ukol, the oil was not consumed at all. So what happened at the end of the 8 days? All of a sudden the oil disappeared? Is that a full, that a full measure of oil? Then you didn't have to never fill up the menorah. You can keep this oil forever.
How about it burning the first day?
How much?
You just keep
the, how much?
The whole oil burning the first day.
Burned out?
Burned out. And you just keeping going and on and on and on. The fire just didn't extinguish.
Without Shemen?
Without Shemen.
That's not Yotze. Because the Torah says the favorite, you have to put Shemen. Shemen, Zayin, Zayin.
Shemen on the first day,
but the
and
second
it burned day. Out, and it was keeping
so
burning,
second,
burning, and everything.
Without, without Shemen?
Without Shemen. Because we see many times when there is a nest, they said, there was a candle.
Yeah, but there's not a question of a nest.
That went away, right. And never got extinguished. There was one.
That's not the solution, because they have to get the mitzvah of Hadlokas and Menorah. There's a mitzvah to be madlik the Menorah.
Every day?
Of course. By Tibus and Nevis, the Adli Kenna, the Aktiv Enna, it's a mitzvah every day. The Kohen has to go with. Tamid means 24 hours, or 12 hours. Tamid Rashi says doesn't mean forever. Tamid means daily. Every day, there's a mitzvah to do Havlaka Samanayra. They have to put it, the Rambam says if it's still burning, you have to put it out and light it up all over again. So there's a mitzvah, they have to light the menorah every day. Without Shemen, there's no hadlaka. That to make a hadlaka saneiros every day. They couldn't just let it burn for 8 days. You wouldn't be yotze that avoda sabes amigdosh. There's an avoda. Kohen is still every day. Yeah.
Can I ask a Shlomo question?
Yes.
This is relevant to this discussion. Yeah. Please.
So later on, we want to discuss what the purpose of the mitzvah, purpose of the menorah. So, and we come down to say that it's kiddush that the Shekhinah is there, because it's not. It's
okay.
So if the whole purpose of the menorah is that kiddush that the Shekhinah is there, so why would the Shem not be able to give over, number one, that same kiddush, and not that same to even maybe to a better extent? I mean, if you're using Hashem to light the menorah, so then all the more so you know that the Shekhinah is resting in the.
That's good. That's very good. That's what I wanted to say. That's my Torah. You have my Torah. Very good. But that's not an answer so far to this question. The question is, you have to be madlik the menorah with shemen. Where is the shemen?
The shemen needs shibur. Even if the Rambam rules of Allah that it's got a shemen needs shibur.
Of course, the menorah is eidus.
Because the purpose of the menorah is eidus, and using shemen needs isn't gonna. If anything is gonna add to the eidus, it's
supposed to be. Okay, good. Good times. Now. Let's say, we're working on the Mahalach, that the miracle was in the flame. So you can't say like you, there was a flame without Shem. Because then you're not Yosef and Mitzvah HaLevah. So you can say, unless you say that the flame didn't consume any oil at all. In other words, after the first day, they blew out the candle. They blew it out. The Kohen comes in, he blows it out. Has to light it again, because you have to light something which is blown out, so you blow it out.
Can you reuse the same oil in the jug that you used the day before?
Big question. That's also a big question.
But he also has to clean the candle
over right.
there. This is what we read in the morning Korban.
Well, I hate it.
Clean two candles, two cups, and then cleans five cups? Or
right, it has to be mated. Has to clean out the cups and put in fresh oil. So what happened here? What happened by Hanukkah?
They celebrated for 8 days and then
cleaned
it all.
Had to show them. No. They had to do the mitzvah of Hatzavas HaNeilos to clean out the candles and the madlik and put in fresh oil. So what did they do the second night? They took out the oil which was left. How much oil was left?
The same amount.
Say the same amount of oil was left. So then it's another question. This is not a normal fire.
This is not normal oil, you say.
No, we got through we went through the point that the oil was normal. It's the same oil. Where's the fire?
So why don't we just stick with
the oil? Say it was normal oil.
It's a fire which doesn't consume oil. Then it's a different kind of a fire. Then basically, the Kohen made this fire?
The Kohen had,
let's say, fire from the menorah, from the Mizbeach. And he takes this fire and he lights this menorah. And there's a fire which came from someplace else. Not his fire, because this fire doesn't burn oil. It's a heavenly fire. B'chlal, how is he yotzei the mitzvah of hadlokas and the menorah? If it's not his fire, it's God's fire. So, everything has to be up here, halacha. No such thing as a miracle which doesn't conform to halacha.
Instead of the fire, after the regular fire.
I don't know. I'm raising an issue.
In
but God lights them all with heavenly fire. That doesn't make people yosei the mitzvah. There has to be a human fire. Man has to light the Kohen. Has to light the menorah.
What happened? That's the will.
So whose fire was it? As a regular fire, and the oil was not consumed. So at the end of the 8 days, all the oil was still there.
The last day burned out. Why can't you say the last day burned out? I understand.
In other words, you're saying this: the miracle was for 7 days. The first 7 days was a miracle that the fire did not consume the oil, and the last day was not a miracle. The last day, the fire consumed the oil.
What
are
the
more says? You're saying, they used this oil for 8 days. So according to you, 7 days was a miracle.
Yeah.
Because the fire did not consume any oil.
Yes.
And the eighth day, it was not a miracle at all.
Yes.
Okay, so why are we keeping 8 days of Chanukah? 7 days.
One day for the war. The war was a miracle as well.
Right.
Yeah, we say that the first day we put everything inside, right? All the oil. And the thing is, really, everything was supposed to be gone.
what Hashem is something that was more efficient, that really the first day it took only a little bit, and the next day little and little, and until the last day.
That's Reb Chaim's teretz. Chaim says that every day, 1/8 of the oil, they didn't know what was going to happen. They thought it would burn up in one day, but you do a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah.
Three people would come up with Reb Chaim.
And then, but every day, 1/8 of the oil was burnt away.
Yeah, but then you don't have a day two, you don't have a shear.
Well, that's not their fault. They did the mitzvah. What happened?
They didn't have a full shear.
They did not have the full shear.
So the only day
2 through 8,
they were. Don't we see like 8 is like above normal, like natural things, like 7
is like 12, 8 is something. Not from this word, whatever. It's not natural. This is also not
natural. This has to be 8 days. Something is above Teva. Something different. So, yeah, that's true, but that doesn't explain how they were Yotzei the mitzvah.
What has to be
called
every day?
I'm telling you this. The first day, it sounds like this. The first day, they discovered something incredible, that only 1/8 of the oil was burnt up. So they knew that this oil, which was good oil, it was regular oil, something was going on. The combustion of the oil was taking place at a slower pace. The oxidation of the oil, when it burns, it combines with oxygen, right? It was going at a lower combustion rate. The rate of combustion was slow. So it was producing the same fire and the same flame, but it wasn't oxidizing at the regular rate. That God did. God sent a message to the angel of fire to make this fire oxidize the substance at a slower rate. So they discovered this the first night. They saw only 1/8 burned. They said, this oil we can use now the second night. It has a shear. Because the shear is Me'erev Ad Boker. It lasts Me'erev Ad Boker. Because we know only 1/8 is consumed. So there was Samech Al Nes. They had the shear Me'erev Ad Boker because it's
not the regular shear. Me'erev Ad Boker is a variable shear.
It's a variable shear.
So I want to another explanation that it's not a lot of its from. I forgot where it's from.
Good thing.
That maybe you already know is that someone said that within the jar itself, the jar absorbed 8 days worth of oil in it, and therefore just climbed it forth.
Oh.
It's more like our religion chef, no words.
Was that Yeshua said? It's like Elisha. Shem and Zayas was coming out of the jar.
But it was also meaning they originally put into that jar also 8. It was more of the nuances within the jar that the jar absorbed. I forgot who said it.
Okay, Rabotai. Yes.
I was thinking that either like that shot or like Yoshua's Elisha shot, that I was thinking that that also explains the whole issue of, we explained before that the nuances had greater every single day. Because you say that 1/8. Oh, the oil burned the same every single day. So what made the nays greater than the day before? Meaning, if on Tuesday 1/8 the oil burned the entire day, and then Wednesday 1/8 the oil burned the entire day, so that's almost like the same nays. Where if you say more and more oil kept coming out of the
jug,
so then that's the nays are getting bigger.
That's true.
Well, that's why we say the original shear for 7 days as well. The burn for 1 day, the oil down, the burn for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 7 days, the exact same shear the entire time.
And the eighth day, right. These are variations, and if you want, you take a look at the different books about Hanukkah, which discuss it. We just began to the basics. Now let's go back to the Gemara. We got into this because of the issue of the shear. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Now, I wanted to discuss. The Gemara says the shear, how much oil you need. Is Mishatishka Chama Mishatich Regal Menashe. Okay, now everybody take a Rambam. That's why I want you to have Rambam. You all have Rambams? Okay. Let's read the Rambam inside. Rambam in Alocha, Locha Hei, says, Ein Madlikim Neiros Chanukah Kodem Mishatishka Chama. You can't light Chanukah candles before Shkia. Ella imshkiyasa. But with the sunset, lo ma'achrim lo makdim. You can't delay or do it before. A very strong lashon, very strong lashon, because he repeats the halacha twice. Ein matlikim kodem shetishka ela imshkiyasa, and he repeats again. He emphasized lo ma'achrim lo makdim. And then he says, Shochach, oh Hazid, if he forgot this chiyuv, and well, he was amazed, this was a very strong rush. He consciously, brazenly failed to do it. Although Hidlik and Shkiyas Achama, Madlik Vahoylach Achetich Lerem Lashok, he has time to light until people stop walking in the street. Vahama, whose man is there, Kamochati Shoh, yes. This gives you either around a half an hour or more. Now, I want to understand, first of all, why is the Rambam getting so worked up about you have to light exactly at Shkiyah? I never heard of such a chiyuv in any mitzvah in the Torah. Of course, we know that all mitzvahs in the Torah, there's a rule called Zrizin Magdinim Mitzvahs. People who have good trait of Zrizus, they try to do the mitzvah right away. But we don't find, let's say, matzah. People eat matzah 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Chatzos is late. Problem. I don't find people rushing through the Seder to get to the matzah. Zrizin Makdim. I mean, okay, you can if you want to. But anyway, it's a nice midah. But it doesn't say in halacha, Chayiv Adam, Lasos, say, Hanachas Tfilin. Chayiv Adam, Aniach Tfilin, Baboker. Lo Makdimin, Lo Ma'achu. Shachach, or Hezid. No one ever wrote such a halacha. Of course, every mitzvah I try to do as early as possible. If I'm lazy, so I'm a lazy bones. It's not a good mitzvah, it's not a good character. Yes? Neitzachama is a special chiyuv, right. There's one mitzvah where there's a precise moment of neitzachama, that's tefillah, kibbasika. That there is. It also needs a hezbah. But to take a mitzvah like Hanukkah, someone could have said Kriyas Megillah. Mitzvah shall Kriyas Megillah, Likros Megillah, Meshetishka Cham. You should read the Megillah after sunsets. Lo Makdimin, Lo Ma'achrin. Don't read the Megillah early, don't read the Megillah late. Yem Shachach Vehezid, if he made a mistake or he was brazen, and come Megillah Achakach, Yotza, Kol Alayla. I need Shalayla. No one ever wrote such a crazy halacha in Megillah. Megillah says mitzvah because Megillah b'layla. This reason Magdim and the mitzvahs karem also im shkiyas acham. I understand. You do a mitzvah early because you're zaros. It's a good character. You have a good midah tova. It doesn't change the character of the mitzvah itself. If I read the Megillah at shkiyas acham, I don't get a better mitzvah Megillah. I get the same mitzvah Megillah whether I'm a lazy bones. And I read the Megillah at 11 o'clock at night, or if I read the Megillah at 8 o'clock or at 7 o'clock, it's only a Zrizus. It's a separate Midah Tova to be a Zoros. That's why the Rambam Hilchos Megillah doesn't say mitzvah to do it. But in Chanukah, he says it's a special chiyuv to do it with Shkia. What does that mean? Not just Zrizus. It's a chiyuv Chanukah. It's a chiyuv Chanukah. If someone lights Chanukah candles at Shkia, it's a completely different, superior level of the mitzvah than if he lights it 5 minutes late. He's late if he doesn't light Chanukah candles with Shkia. He's ma'acher. It's late. He's amazed. He's amazing. He's a posheya. He has damaged the central mitzvah of the day. He's done a second-rate mitzvah. Other mitzvahs, no. Other mitzvahs, the same mitzvah. Where I do it right away, I wait for 3 hours and do it later. I'm just not a Zoros. I don't have the proper alacrity, the proper enthusiasm. I have to be a Zoros to do mitzvahs early. But if I do it later, I take the same mitzvah. Only in Chanukah, and he says, well, in Tefillah B'Sikin, there, you must do it at that moment. If you miss it, you blew the main mitzvah. You can do another mitzvah, a second-rate mitzvah, the Tavim late. Mechit taste of such a din. Where does the Rambam know such a din? I mean, he probably took it from the Gemara. It's our Gemara. How did he see it in the Gemara? I like always to go back to the Gemara. How does the Rambam read the Gemara in such a way that there's a special chiyuv in the mitzvah neiros itself to do the hadlaka right away? It's not just rizus. Where does the Rambam see it in the lashon of the Gemara? Can someone explain it? Let's look into the Gemara.
Please, what's the question, Rabbi?
Where is the Rambam's makor? What's the source of the Rambam?
These rizus for Ner Chanukah.
For a special chiyuv of rizus in Ner Chanukah. Medina
Chanukah.
It's Medina Neus Chanukah. Lahav is Bezman. Mimadik Bezman is beginning, the very beginning of Bezman is a special Kiyum Mitzvah of Neus Chanukah. Where does the Rambam get it from? And second of all, what's the idea, what's the concept to do to such a thing? Two questions. What is the source in the Lashon of the Chazal? What's the source in the Gemara text for such a concept? And second of all, what's the idea of the concept? Yes.
So, I wanted to answer the source of the Rambam. So it says, Mishash Shikar Hachama, Ashad Chorei Menashok. So meaning the mitzvah is from that point. You have a specific dip in the mitzvah. I mean, we were reading mitzvah comma from then until Ashad Chorei Menashok. Maybe he's saying he's reading it differently. Maybe he's including mitzvah mishti. I don't know how to read that word.
Mishat Tishka.
Hachama, and then
exactly. Very good, very good. Exactly. The Rambam reads the Gemara differently than us. We read the Gemara, the phrase in the Braisa, the way we read it is like this. Mitzvasa, kama. How do you do the mitzvah? Mishatishka chama, shatichu regam and ashuk. From shkiyas lacham and ashuk. This time period is the time. And there is no preference. It's, you have the half hour, any time in the half an hour, you can do it. That's why we read the Gemara. Mitzvah, so the mitzvah is, Mishatishka Chama, Achatich Lerega Menashuk. You have a full half hour to do it. The Rambam is different. He reads it, as you said well, puts the commas. Mitzvah, so Mishatishka Chama, Kama. The mitzvah is Mishkiyas Chama, Kama. If you didn't do the mitzvah properly, you have a second chance until tichlu regem menashuk. And also, it fits into the Gemara's lashon a bit later on. The Gemara says, "The ilo adlik mavlik." If he didn't do the hadlaka properly, which is a shkia, he can be mavlik late. But it's a secondary mitzvah. It's not the real mitzvah properly. The tikkun, the proper way of doing the mitzvah is mishatishka chama, mishki itself. That's how the Rambam reads it in the text of the
Gemara. If that's how the Rambam reads it with the kama after, then she should allow for after, because it says from shki.
Mishatishka, mitzvasa mishatishka chama, kama.
He's reading in the middle.
At shki, mishatishka, once the sun is set, light. Immediately light.
Mitzvosa
mishtetish. Mishtetishka chama.
What is the name?
At the point that the sun has already set.
So you have to say that he's reading the prefix also differently than you might.
Right. Doesn't mean.
Not just the comma, because the comma, it could mean that he's saying light from Shkia Ve'elav.
Right. No, he doesn't. No. Mishet, once the Shkia is finished, mishtetishka, light. Then, if you didn't, you have another, a secondary zman, a b'diyevet. So Ram has a mitzvah l'chat chila at shkia, and a mitzvah b'diyevet at shetich l'regel menashuk. That's how he reads the Gemara. It's a big chiddush. No one knows this except the Rambam. It's the only one who said this. And this is, of course, the Rav saw it, and the Rav was very makbid, must light at shkia. You have to see the
Sibach.
Rambam passes the favor like this.
No, the D-law, and he's too clear, according to the Torah, D-law has a bad which is going on the whole phrase. We have the passions. We should teach, we have a window to light, let's not say the whole Lashon of D-law has a bad word. It's a Lashon of D-law.
D-law has a bad word.
I don't think the Rambam is reading it differently. I think he's just pointing, because the way the Gemara raises it is toward the other side. The way the Gemara raises it is saying, it's asking a question on that concept of shouldn't the time period be that entire thing? And the way the Gemara raises it is how we originally read it. But then what it says, go back and read it differently. That's when that lo means, that's the Rambam's key to
the Elo Adlik.
Right.
If you didn't do it the right way, which is Madlik at the beginning of his Madlik.
The way we originally read it was how the Gemara wants us to read it, but then the Rambam goes back because of that law and says, no, now you have to reinterpret that right to fit what we wanted to say. And it can't be just saying from sunset to Ashur, I'm going to show, right? It's got to be saying the mitzvah of sunset, and that mitzvah of sunset, that goes to fill. If you haven't done it at sunset,
exactly. You have a bit the evidence, man. Shmuel.
I was thinking the when we're talking about the mace.
Oh, no, let's not go back there. The mace, there's thousands of pages. We can talk about the mace for a whole week.
Okay.
Talk to me about the mace after. Let's just stick with this question of the Rambam Shita. Yes.
Can I just ask one more question? It seems, I know Rabbi said that most people we don't find this by, but I think I remember learning that Tosfos, this one, he does go like this by B'di Kaz Chametz, that he says that at
right, Tikkas Chametz also poskim say, Bishan, you have to do it right away. It's a special chiv in B'dikas Chametz. Good. Very good. I want to give ahead. Now the second question. We know where the Rambam got it from. But the question is, what kind of a concept is this? Why should there be such a halacha in Neilus Chanukah itself to light right away at Shkia?
There's a bit of people walking by, it could be looking
exactly. Exactly. To maximize the personness.
How?
Because you're giving everybody in the street the full opportunity to see.
If you
like right away, so then there's, let's say, starting from Shkia till Tichlegam and Ashuk, there are going to be 100 people walking by your window. The first 5 minutes of the half an hour, 3 people walked by.
It's rush hour.
It's a rush hour. So you got 8 people. If you light right away, everybody, including those first 3 people, will see. If you wait 5 minutes, you light 5 minutes late, those 3 people won't see your candles. You will have gotten the chiyuv of Pirsei Manes. You didn't do Pirsei Manes properly. That's why it's only b'di'evet. The Rambam is bothered. We maybe should light early. So he says, no, lo makdimin. No. Don't get too fancy. Shkia sechamo, the Rambam Shita is, b'chuyiv to light right away. What's the concept behind it? Why is this mitzvah? The min and the mitzvah in the Torah, except for a few, we could count. What's the answer? To get maximum pirsei manes.
How can you get a half an hour?
The chiyuv is the chiyuv of pirsei manes.
So when is the half an hour? According to the Riz.
So when does the pirsei manes begin? With Shkia Sacham.
According to the Riz.
Before Shkia, there's no pirsei manes, because the Gemara Mesachim says that a candle during the day is not noticeable.
It's still light out.
No one pays attention to candles during the day, so therefore it's not pirsei manes at the door.
No,
once the sun sets, it's already twilight, and the twilight is already time people light candles, so the candle is noticeable. But the mechuyev to be mefasten in the nest to every Jew in the street. If you wait 5 minutes later, you took away the pirsei manes from those 5 minutes worth of traffic. The 3 people or 10 or 50 people didn't see your candle, do a mechuyev to make sure that the public sees the candles.
So that's fine.
So that's why your mechuyev to light immediately with Shkia.
So let's.
You cannot even wait 1 minute. You must light immediately with Shkia. In order to maximize the pirsum of the mess. Yeah, that's I like it, it's good. The Rambam is mamish. It's so beautiful.
Such a brisk
guy. It's a real brisk shot. A real brisk shot. But then,
why is he so intent on saying that you shouldn't do it earlier?
Because that pissed, because the Shlomo had. So to maximize, I'll light a half an hour earlier. I will not make any mistakes. So the Rambam says, you can't because it's not Hanukkah yet. You can't light Hanukkah candles on Pesach.
It's the second day.
It's not Shabbat.
Erev Hanukkah before Shkia is Pesach. You can't light Hanukkah candles on Pesach and call them Hanukkah candles. Where does it get the Shem Ner Hanukkah? When it's a Zman at Shkia. Shkia is the Zman of Hanukkah. Shkia creates the Ner Hanukkah. You can't be Madrig before. It's not a Ner Hanukkah. It's a Ner Pesach. It's a Ner of the weekday. I can't light Hanukkah candles today.
Shkia is the Ner. Is it wrong? Is it wrong? Shkia
is the
Hanukkah. Yeah,
Shkia
is
the Hanukkah. Okay. We'll discuss this tomorrow. Shkia, if Shkia means sunset, or does Shkia in the Rambam mean Sezer Kochom?
What do you mean?
Mishav Tishkacha means the sun is completely set.
Sezer
Kochom. We'll see. It's not in the check, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, both sides. We'll stop here.
Remember, if everyone has to be home before laying Hanukkah candles, then who's the public around what I'm talking about that is walking down the street?
The light comes.
Right, but that's the other area.
Mincha.
That's something everyone has to do with being on time. That's like the first key. You're going to be on time with grandma. No one's going to be walking in the streets and everyone's
that's why it's pretty going over there.
Unless it brings people after they released it came back and fired.
Oh, good night. Is pursuing this about going to
pass. We discussed these things.
Yes.
Sure.